Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today we're diving into something super relevant in our always connected world. How to develop a healthy relationship with technology. Ever feel like your phone has more power over you than you have over it? You know that feeling when the notification pings and suddenly your entire afternoon is hijacked? Yeah, been there, done that, got the tech-induced anxiety t-shirt to prove it. But here's the thing, folks. Technology isn't inherently bad. It can be a powerful tool for connection, learning, creativity, and even just plain entertainment. The issue arises when it starts controlling us instead of the other way around. So, how do we strike that balance? How do we become the masters of our devices instead of their slaves? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to start building a healthier relationship with technology. First up, awareness is key. You got to know where your time goes. Spend a week tracking your screen time, be honest with yourself. See how much time you're really spending scrolling through social media, playing games, or just mindlessly browsing the web. This isn't about judging yourself, it's about understanding your tech habits so you can start making changes. Second, set intentional boundaries. You don't have to go full on Luddite and check your phone in the nearest lick though. That might feel good sometimes, right? Instead, create tech-free zones in your life. Meal times, family time, bedtime, make these sacred spaces where you disconnect and recharge. Think of it like a mini digital detox every day. Third, curate your content. What are you consuming online? Be mindful of the information you're letting into your brain. And follow accounts that trigger negativity or anxiety, mute notifications from apps that suck you in, and prioritize content that genuinely adds value to your life, whether it's inspiring articles, educational videos, or funny memes. Hey, we all need a laugh sometimes. Fourth, remember the real world. You know, the one outside the screen. Technology can be a fantastic tool for connection, but don't forget about face-to-face interactions. Make an effort to spend quality time with loved ones, engage in hobbies that bring you joy offline, and explore your surroundings. There's a whole world out there waiting to be experienced. Finally, practice gratitude. When was the last time you actually thanked technology for something? It's easy to get caught up in the negative aspects, but remember that technology has also brought incredible advancements that have improved our lives in countless ways. Take a moment to appreciate those things, from instant communication to access to vast amounts of information, and use that gratitude as fuel to build a healthier relationship with the digital world. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having dinner with friends, but instead of engaging in lively conversation, everyone's glued to their phones, scrolling endlessly through social media. The energy is flat, the laughter is absent, and you can practically feel the connection draining away. This scenario is sadly becoming more common, folks, and it highlights how technology can hijack our real-life experiences if we let it. But here's where intentionality comes in. By consciously choosing to disconnect during meals, conversations, or activities that require our full attention, we reclaim those moments and foster genuine connection. So, remember these key takeaways. Track your screen time, set boundaries, curate your content, explore the real world, and practice gratitude. When you implement these practices, you'll start to feel a shift, a sense of calm, control, and courage in navigating the digital world. You'll find yourself more present, more focused, and more energized to live a fulfilling life both online and offline. That's it for today's episode, folks. Remember, technology is a tool, not a master. Use it wisely, use it intentionally, and most importantly, use it to enhance your life, not control it. And as always, keep calm, stay stoic, and come back tomorrow for another dose of anti-anxiety wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.